Welcome to the Rapid Learning audio tutorial, Introduction to Calculus. By completing this tutorial, you will learn the definition and scope of calculus, learn typical topics covered in calculus, and learn tips for understanding calculus. The concept map for this tutorial links the previous content to the new content. Calculus relies on the prerequisite materials like algebra, geometry, trigonometry, and graphing, and it leads us to problems with some element of continual change. So in this section, we will discuss what is calculus. Well, calculus is the study of how things change, whereas algebra, arithmetic, and geometry are sufficient to study many types of problems. They are not suitable to study problems where there is some type of continual change. These types of problems require calculus. Consider the problem of finding the surface area of the roof of a building. In some cases, it would be easy to do using only geometry or algebra because they are non-complicated flat-like surfaces. But in other cases, it would be much harder because of the irregular shapes and constantly changing quantities. In the 1680s, two men, Gottfried Leibniz and Isaac Newton, independently developed the foundations that led to calculus. Since calculus is the mathematics of calculating problems that are continually evolving, the process can sometimes be complicated. But generally speaking, there are three steps to calculus problems. Step 1, breaking down the problem into infinitesimally small pieces. Step 2, solve each individual piece. Step 3, adding the results of each individual calculation. For example, even with an irregularly shaped roof, it could be broken down into small pieces. The surface area of each small piece would be relatively easy to find. Adding together the surface areas of all the small pieces gives a good estimate of the surface area of the entire roof. The smaller the individual pieces, the better the estimate. The general topics covered in calculus are limits, differentiation, integration, applications of differentiation, and applications of integration. The concept of a limit involves describing how a function f of x behaves when x gets close to a particular value. Differentiation is the process of finding a derivative, which is a measurement of how a function f of x changes as the values of x change. A derivative often deals with the rate at which the function is changing. Integration is the process of finding an integral, which is a measure of the area under the curve of the function f of x. In this section, we'll discuss some applications of calculus. So, exactly what is it good for? The question is, what is calculus good for? Calculus is deeply integrated into every branch of the sciences. The applications are endless. Following are some of the general types of problems found in calculus. Slope of a curve. Any curve that is not a line is constantly changing. Calculus can help us find the slope of the curve at a single point. These slopes contain information such as velocity of a moving object, the force in a certain direction, or the rate at which a quantity is changing. Some geometric figures have well-known formulas for their areas, like a rectangle is length times width, a circle is pi r squared, and a triangle is 1/2 the base times the height. But some figures have irregular shapes, and irregularly shaped figures generally do not have a formula, but calculus can help us find the area anyway. Knowing the area of irregular shapes can help to determine how many bricks are needed for a curved wall, how much paint is needed for a room with curves, and how much glass is needed for an irregularly shaped building. Calculus can also help us find the maximum or minimum values of a function. Knowing the maximum or minimum value of a function can help to determine the maximum profit of a company or the minimum amount of fence you need to enclose a fixed area. In this section, we'll discuss how to study calculus. First step would be to know the prerequisite material. Mathematics in general is a cumulative subject, and calculus is no exception. Knowing the prerequisite material will make calculus much easier. The prerequisite material includes algebra, geometry, trigonometry, and graphing. Step 2, read your math book. Remember that your math book is there to help you understand the content. Read your book carefully. Write down questions as you have them. Work through steps that your book may skip over. Ask questions. If you have trouble understanding the material, ask, ask, ask. Study with a group. Your classmates are trying to learn the same material that you are, so take advantage of it. Organize a study group. Compare lecture notes and work together on the homework. Remember, though, that you will be tested individually, so you want to make sure you get something out of this study group. Be an active member of the study group, but do work some exercises alone. Focus on the concepts. Everything may not make sense all at once, so focusing on the concepts will help, and the procedures will help you get the big picture, and it'll help you succeed in calculus. It's time for our learning summary. Calculus is the study of how things change. Calculus involves breaking a problem into small pieces and solving each piece and then adding the results. Calculus topics involve limits, differentiation, integration, and applications. Calculus problems involve finding slopes of curves, areas of irregular shapes, and optimization of functions. It's important to focus on the big picture when studying calculus. Congratulations! You have successfully completed this audio tutorial, Introduction to Calculus, from the Rapid Learning Center.